It's the end of the line for the horse trams on the island. Douglas Council says it's discontinuing the service with immediate effect because of the increased financial burden on ratepayers.
The Chief Minister has admitted he's saddened by the decision of Douglas Council to discontinue the island's horse
the
trams.
The Infrastructure Minister says the loss of the Douglas horse trams will make promenade regeneration plans.
The island's vintage horse tram service may yet have a reprieve. It's after the House of Keys agreed to set up a committee to assess.
That was just a selection of headlines from 2016. They're 140 years old and arguably provide the most emotive debate when it comes to this year's general election. Not the potentially huge changes that may come about due to the UK's decision to leave the European Union, nor the ongoing public sector pensions crisis. Instead, it could be a policy on the horse trams that gets a candidate into the House of Keys on September the 22nd. So what are people suggesting? And what could it all mean for the proposals to regenerate Douglas Promenade? I thought I'd take a ride on the historic trams myself with Stuart Mullen from Friends of Douglas Bay Horse Tramway to find out.
Well, one of the early suggestions was to move the horse tramways, which we're on at the moment, onto the side of the road. There's quite a bit of traffic on the road at the moment. That might please a few motorists, but what's your view on that?
The preferred option seems to be a single track tramway on the side of the road, not on the side of the walkway. So it would be out to traffic, provide a better experience for passengers, and also probably, as you said, their motorists as well. Obviously that is going to be controversial, as some people do see the horse trams as a traffic calming measure, but also from the cost of relaying the track as well.
Moving on to another suggestion now, it was mooted that a shortened tram track would be the way to go. That did attract criticism from certain people saying it would make the horse trams no more than a fairground ride, if you like. Do you share that same view?
Friends of Douglas Bay Horse Tramway were strongly opposed to the suggestion that the length of the tramway would be shortened. It was going to run from Derby Castle, Strathallan, as far as the War Memorial adjacent to the Villa Marina. We just felt that the War Memorial, the Villa Marina, although there are certain features around there, you know, ice cream parlour, cafe, things like that, it just doesn't offer the same value for money.
But surely if it were made shorter, that would make maintenance easier and thus more cost efficient?
Obviously maintenance is always going to be an issue for these Victorian and Edwardian tram cars. They do need to be maintained in a good working condition. We just feel that the length at the moment is the right length of the tramway. And also historically as well, you know, that is the length that it's operated over for the best part of 139, 140 years.
The horse trams obviously are a key factor in the plans to regenerate Douglas Promenade. The one plan which you and many people across the island would be vehemently against would be scrapping the trams. What effect would that have on the Isle of Man?
Douglas Bay Horse Tramway is something that is very much unique to the Isle of Man. It is the only surviving Victorian tramway, horse-drawn tramway in the world. I feel if it was to be lost forever, which is something that would happen if the tramway were to be closed, we feel if it was to close, it would not reopen at a later date. Once that's lost, we think that would very, very badly damage sort of marketing of the island, and the island would just not have the same appeal to visitors in terms of heritage railways and tramways. And that is something that the government have found a few years ago. They conducted an independent survey and found that the heritage railways and tramways were worth around about £11 million a year to the island's economy.
What about the economic benefits there? Douglas Council have reported that it makes a loss. Is this just not true?
Douglas Borough Council are on record for their figures for previous years. Around about £260,000 is the subsidy that have been quoted. There has been various reports into how they accounted for those figures, and there's been various opinions on that. The figures from the Department of Infrastructure this year is a figure of around about £60,000 to £65,000 for operating the service. That's over and above what they already spend for the steam and the electric railway.
When it comes to the plans for Douglas Promenade, and indeed the horse trams, there's going to be opposition to whatever plan is submitted, isn't there?
It may be that there will be people that will be unhappy with certain aspects of that. I think with such a wide-ranging scheme that affects so many people on the island, there are always going to be differences of opinion.
And just as we approach our final destination here at Derby Castle, how important is it that a decision is made soon, even if it's just for peace of mind?
The sooner a decision is made, hopefully including the horse trams, that's going to be something that will give peace of mind to the motorists, to visitors, and especially to tour operators and hoteliers on the island. We just feel the sooner that some decision is made, hopefully to retain the horse tramway into the future, it's going to give confidence in the Isle of Man as a heritage railway destination, and that in turn will hopefully attract more people to the island in years to come.
Well, there we have it. I've just got off the tram after a very interesting conversation with Stuart Mullen from Friends of Douglas Bay Horse Tramway.
It's an issue that evokes passion from many, and there are a whole host of questions that remain unanswered. One thing's for sure though, whoever is elected later this month has a very delicate issue on their hands, and some very difficult decisions to make.